We were doing the story of Rabbi Akiva and his wife, and after Rabbi Akiva came back after 24 years and he has 24,000 students with him, she comes out in her rags and she falls before him, and the students want to push her away because who is this woman in rags coming before the big rabbi? And Rabbi Akiva said, let her go. She's in such a bitter state. You know what? She's the cause of everything I learned and everything that you guys learned. All you students, 24,000, she's the cause of all that. Now, Kalba Savua heard that a big rabbi came to town, and he went out to greet this big rabbi. After 24 years, Kalba Savua has regretted the vow that he made. And he heard a big rabbi's come to town. He feels bad for his poor daughter. What's been with her? He knows she's been living an impoverished life with the poor shepherd. So he comes to Rabbi Akiva. He does not recognize Rabbi Akiva. He does not know that is the shepherd. And he tells Rabbi Akiva, I took a vow not to let my daughter benefit at all from my wealth. And Rabbi, can you find a way of annulling the vow? We know that the Torah teaches us that a rabbi has the capacity, if he finds an opening, a legal loophole, then there are ways of annulling a vow retroactively. And Rabbi Akiva says to him, well, why'd you make such a vow? And Kalba Savua says, because she married a guy that wasn't fit for her. He didn't have a word of Torah. He didn't have a penny to his name. Why? How could I let her go with a guy like that? And we'll pick up here next time, Mizachi.